wanderer. How do author the one two stories that remain unaccomplished, incomplete? So we started off the Indian marriages. So there are no formal samusarans. Well, see this one here, see that one, and then make up your mind. I got married, I didn't see the family. I didn't know how it looks, but the complexion, height, nothing. Lucky packet. Well, they told me this is a room you're going to be staying. I just came from India at the time, in 1 month. To be this room. So, natural now. If you, if that's your room, you look now. I saw someone doing namaz there now. What she's doing there? But then, so that was the style then, right? But I think in the simplicity, right? You got a right to see, right? But is it compulsory for her to reveal herself? That's being discussed with the ulama. Is it compulsory for her to express herself before you? So most say it's not compulsory. It's allowed. فَإِنَّ فِي عَيْنِ الْأَنْصَارِ شَيْئًا. The eyes will see. Maybe something will attract you. So it will do good for your marriage. But now they spoiled the whole thing. Now, we're going to see this one year, and after 1 week we're going to see someone else. They made like a cattle show. You know, they had a cattle show. The right thing is that if you want to see, then let your parents, mother, or the ladies go and see it nicely. You're all happy, pleased, and they feel it's the right person, then they send a proposal after that. They examine. You're going to see what you see. 1 minute, 2 minutes, now they must talk, so they must know each other. So obviously the talking is not the right thing, because in that interview, you'll put up your best and she'll put up your best. How much is genuine and how much is fake, Allah Pak knows. Right. Even that fiancé business can't work. Because there's a lot of acting carrying on, you see. And they both are on the edge. The boys, you know, he's infatuated, so he'll put up his best. I know when in school, I think it was grade, now they're called grade 6, was it? But they were grade 8, I think. So the teacher is telling us how you should deceive the girl. Because so, every week, you go with a different car, past the house. Guys, Dhuka bus. So she'll put up her best, you'll put up your best. For that day, right? Or for that time, for that period until your nikah is confirmed. So you're not living natural lives. And the worst thing is, your lives are a curse at that time. Both of you are living in a curse, it's a haram relationship. So it's not a blessing. Although there's a confirmation that we will marry, but everything only becomes permissible after the nikah is done, not after the proposal or engagement after the nikah. So then if you're living like this in haram, then it must be a curse. So many letters come. They say, well, I make dua, my fiancé got angry with me now. Everyone with ta'wiz. Well, haram is even the ta'wiz. Then you get another situation. People coming in here. Wealthy people, very wealthy people. Now, the fiancé came to visit. And what time he came? Around Isha time. So the mother will feel sorry, and spend the night here. Now the man said, telling me, how can they do this thing here? You say something, there's a fight in the house. So the several cases when they come here, they say, let's make the nikah quickly. And you can officialize it afterwards. But don't live in haram. So they come with all their problems. Why? Because you stepped away from the sunnah. The hadith speaks about harim in three things, right? One is namaz in its right time. So I think our South Africans may have got it about 20-30% namaz time is the reason namaz. Janaza when it's ready, there may be not 30%, maybe 15%. 15 or 20%. And marriage, when the match has been found, I think 0.5%. But when the match has been found, then what's the need to delay? You know, you're agreed, alright, this 1 year for this person. So when this 1 year is for this person here, now then, make a nikah then. What was the need to delay? Well, that you need to go in that hall and get that dress and all. All stories. Getting married to the person, not the hall, not the dress, not the draping, not the deco, and not the mandiras. So when you get married, now come to terms with reality. And alhamdulillah, when I looked at the nikahs, at least say 40, 50 years ago, most of them worked out. Most 40, 50 years ago, nearly all of them worked out. Now this business of going seeing this 1 year, that one there, that other one, the man gets confused. This 1 year, all right, but the nose is not right. This one is good, but the toes is not right. One man, I tell this story often, you know. But Joburg, he lost his wife. I knew him very well. So I saw him, called him home. No, I lost my wife, came to us. Then what's stopping you? No, look at that one, the rest was short. So when I said, but too fat. This one year got some chronic sickness. Then Chacha said to me, I just got married at the time. He's three times my size by my age. Chacha, whatever you get here, make sure you get it. The ideal one with the right nose, the toes, the gender. Otherwise, she has to look at you properly, like how you're examining her. She'll get nobody as ugly as you. So she also is making some compromise. And you also need to accept the compromise. Carry on. Okay. All these bad customs must be taken out. It brings all curses, problems, unnecessary troubles. The main things to look after nowadays is eyes and tongue. that a few days ago he read Abu Dharr's advice, radiallahu anhu. Two things, eyes and the tongue. Get the thing right, eyes right and tongue right. You go a long way. We don't realize that many times your good deeds are getting cancelled because of the misuse of the tongue, misuse of the eyes. One person is on the throes of death. He's relating other things, he's carrying on, saying things. But when they ask him to read the kalima, he can't say the kalima. Every other thing he's talking about, but then you ask him to read the kalima, he can't. What happened to you? He said, no, he says, I was much younger at the time, and one woman came to buy something. And now, I had no intention to sell her, but I took out one and the second one to impress on her so that I could prolong the conversation and I can steal some glances, lustful glances. So now what I did then, that became a barrier between me and the kalima. See, that sin that I committed and I didn't make tawbah for it, now that became a barrier between me and the recitation of the kalima. See, his eyes. See, the person that didn't do any wrong, then he gets the maximum enjoyment because he's, all his limbs are pure. There's a novelty in it. Every day a new novelty in you. Because he didn't see this thing here, he didn't do it, didn't fantasize, didn't read about this thing here. Now for the first time he's going through it now, it's a real pleasure, it's a real excitement. So this samosa run is not a sunnah. Organizing and, you know. فَإِنْ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَنْ تَنْزُرَ إِلَيْهَا فَانْزُرْ. That's, if you can manage looking at her, then see. Not arrange for a look, for a seeing. It's not like this. إِنْ اسْتَطَعْتَ أَنْ تَنْزُرَ. If you can, if you're able to see her, then see her. Take a chance sometimes. You know this girl here, right? She goes to the Chuan Madrasa. As you jump, you go. Take a chance. And that will be a great excitement. Now you're going there, all that. People's tastes also are different. One person here, so he went for a samosa run. So I just slightly just indicated this girl. It's alright. Arrange. So I said, arrange. So he came back and said, you impressed. So he put his head down. Obviously, the first time he's going, yeah, I'm impressed. What impresses you? Her trick is. What are you supposed to see here? Which is what you came to? What are you supposed to see and what you ended up seeing? And you got married to her, alhamdulillah. We're happy, inshallah. So you're talking about the Dioban story. So, no, they're like the custom, so they don't see each other. So when they look, now, he's actually a little bit smart. See, when you go to school and all that, you think you're smart. So he said, no, how can I marry her if I didn't see her? I must see her. Wedding day. All the manjaras is there, fools are there, all the guests, everybody is there, everything is there now. The decor, you know, the display, everything is there. Now this chacha says, I must hear. He's trying to explain why, you know, all his arrangements they made, and something happens and everything cancelled, then what's going to happen? No, not happy. The girl's father is parishan, is printing the floor this side, that side, this side, that side. See, this humility, lesson of humility, modesty, purity, three things, huh? We have to get our lives. Then the Muslim is a Muslim brotherhood. The Mahesh Rahmat's last bayans, you know, in Bangladesh. Humility, modesty and simplicity. That's how the Ummah was joined. On the basis of three foundations. Humility, modesty and simplicity. Right, purity, huh? Purity means chastity. He says when the Ummah had this, then if one Ummati had to be killed one place, all the Muslims will get together to avenge his death. Why? They were all together. That humility, purity, modesty. So if one Muslim was affected, everybody would be united to avenge. But then our own people and the Yahud and Nasara divided us. When they divided us, now hundreds of our people have been killed and nobody should stand for them. Everything of this, that boycott and whatever. But the root cause, before the root cause, the thing that attracts the help of Allah, as is giving the bayan in the Ijtimai, Bangladesh, 100,000 people. It was 1964. Yeah. It was his last bayan in Bangladesh. He came to Raibin and passed away there. So he says that joined the entire Ummah. Now, Al-Mawad Tariq Sabrani speaks about it. He says, look for those asbab that will bring about muhabbat. What? Look for the asbab that will bring about muhabbat. So that muhabbat is the cement. See like, to join anything, right? You need an instrument to join. Right? Like brick to brick, you need mortar. Right? Clot to clot, you need to stitch, right? Paper to paper, glue. Right? So, now the question is, now what will stick and bond the Muslims together? You can't use mortar. You can't use glue. You can't stitch. So there must be something that will stitch. So it is Allah Ta'ala's relationship, for Allah for being a qulubim. It is Allah Ta'ala that will join, right? Lo anfaqta ma fil ardi jamia ma alafta bina qulubim. Wealth will not join them. No matter what amount of wealth, that will not join. And O Rasulullah Baksim, even if you have to spend the wealth, your personality, right? Your majesty, right? And you have to spend also ma alafta bina qulubim. But it is Allah Ta'ala, وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ. But the question is now, what will join the heart? What will promote the muhabbat? So that Allah answers in a different place in the Quran. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَانُ وُدَّا. Iman, the better the iman, the better the deed. What? Iman is good, then the deed will be good. And if the iman is not good, then the deed also will be affected. Because, you see, you strive for something when you know what's going to be the goal. Right? You will strive. You know, I'm going to go, there's a fair, the Ansar fair, right? They're giving malls there. How much? 30,000 dirhams. I think if I put my malls there, in that 4 days, I'll make 1 million dirhams. So will you leave it out? Comfortably, I can make 1 million dirhams. Yeah? So you leave that. You'll take it because you know what's going to come out of it. Right? So you will strive when you know, you know what's the reward. So the condition for your eligibility, what? Condition for you being eligible is iman. What? The better the iman, the more eligible. Because you know that the iman is there, you're going to get that 1 million. So you'll work on it. And see if someone says, well, the stall is 30,000, but you can make a cool 25 million in 2 days. Then what happened? You think you can resist that? You know? Ask any businessman. You go there just for 2 days. The product you got is too good, and we can guarantee you, if you don't get the money, I'll give you 50 million rand. You go there in 2 days, you'll make 25 million. Because the iman is on that. When the iman is in that, then there will be a corresponding effort. So the iman is right, then the effort will be right. But the iman is not right, will the effort be right? So that requires you to believe in that reward. That's why man qam ramadana iman al muhtisaban, sam ramadana iman. The iman is right, then the corresponding effort also is right. But the iman is not right, then I don't know, it's going to happen, not happen, I get it, I won't get it. So that iman is not that strong. Iman is strong, you know, I'm going to look at the wrong things, and nazru sahmul masmum is a poisonous error. It's a poison, right? So if the iman is right, you take a chance. You know, this is a poisonous arrow. Ice is a poisonous arrow. So like you think about an arrow getting a person, right? What happens? It's poison, right? According to how strong the poison is, all his vitals will just collapse, isn't it? Liver may collapse, heart may collapse, right? Because then poison. And when that collapses, then can you do anything? So Allah Baksh Nabi Sallam is telling you that this is the poisonous arrow, right? What it will result in? It will result in all your spirituality collapsing. The your vitals collapsed, yeah, your spirituality will collapse. Eyes. An-nazru sahmun masmum min sihami iblisa. It's a shaitan's arrow. So like, if your iman is there, then will you take a chance? So iman is not that strong, so you're taking a chance here. And then I say, no motivation, no drive. No? But you cause it for yourself. When you cause it for yourself now, then you have to suffer the consequence. So the better the iman, the better the amal. So therefore, سَيَجْعَلُ لَهُمُ الرَّحْمَنُ وُدَّ. Allah Ta'ala will bring muhabbat. Safina, you know, Safina means ship, right? So he's a Sahabi. But you know, Allah will give us the sifat. You know, when you hear about the Sahabi, you're going to feel like crying. This is piety. Piety is not only namaz, tilawat, no. All around. He's such a Sahabi, Nabi Sallam gave the name Safina. Why Safina? It's a Safar. Now he's such an easy going person. so humble and easy going. So I got something extra now. We were on shoe. Safina, just take this for me. Alright. I got a shawl. You take this for me. Keep it. Now he took 20, 30 people, everything he's got it. So we sent to the Safina over here. We came like a ship. Took everybody's things. In Savaikalam, easy going. Not difficult people. That brings about Mohabbat. Some of you must have heard of Sayyid Sahib Fakhruddin Rahmatullahi, you know, Prince of Rishtis. So you should come here at the madrasa and you should be very friendly with me. Joe can hold it. So his first wife Zarina passed away. And always he comes, you know, my Zarina, this. Every time I see you, what is Zarina, Zarina? Nobody else in your life. He said, you know what Zarina was. He said, you used to talk very freely. He says, you know, freely, easy going, good people, and righteousness, not just restricted to namaz. He says, this woman is something else, Jannat woman. Why? You see, I'm saying that Sayyid Al-Rahman Rahmanu, that Mahabbat, how it comes. This is why she passed away 20 years and this man is still singing her song. Old Jaja, and he's still singing the song of Zarina. This is one day, a Jamaat about 40, 50 people from Cape Town came at about 12:15 at night. Came on to a little bit, they're very simple, right? They're hungry, you know, they're telling you they're hungry. She was fast in the sleep. I just indicated 45 people, 50 people, just pulled in from Cape Town, they're hungry. The broad smile, she got up. And she laid out nice for them. Say, where can I get a woman like this? When she passed away, so his children, obviously the girls would be very fond of the mother. So they make dua, Allah bless her, bless her. Someone will ask, Allah, show me her maqam, what her position is. See, my mother marhum used to say, would you enjoy for yourself the making up of your house, the makeup, the drapery, the cupboards, all that, what you make. By the morning, all that food, whatever, is going to the toilet. Whatever you do for yourself. By the morning, is gone into the toilet, kalas, into the story. But what is for Allah, Allah, that reaches the arsh. That reaches, you spend, do something for someone. That with the happy heart, that reaches the throne of Allah Ta'ala. On the throne of Allah Ta'ala, arsh of Allah, ma qaddamna wajadna. See that what she's saying, and I'm sure she didn't know the hadith, but she says what you spend, ma qaddamna wajadna, what we sent forth we found it. The religion of the Arsh of Allah Ta'ala. Akalna rabihna. Ma tarakna khasirna. See that? That heart. Now the whole figure is the food must be, one must be better than the other one. The voice tells you, what's the new style? Is one type of a steak, you know, steak. No, you don't know about that. That in one steak, one person, 2,000 rand. They're proud about it. By tomorrow morning, you're going to see the steak. That will be the biggest mistake. That. By feed someone else. Simple lives, feed someone. Let them enjoy what starvation they're going through. what kamal is this? So much. What kamal? What's so good about it? Someone you fed, someone is underprivileged, someone is poor, your cousin, uncle, aunt, neighborhood. That's the thing to be happy about. So they wanted to see her in Jannat. So one daughter saw her Jannat, and she's saying, come and see my kitchen. State of the art, out of this world. Women like, they like this, what you call, kitchen was right, state of the art. So some things in Jannat will be done tafrihan. The hadith says that this woman was making wuzu in Jannat. So namaz is not for us there, but tafriha. So now, this Allah guarantees Jannat. Happiness. You know, what brings happiness? Muhabbat. And unity. What brings it? Sayyid Alulahumur Rahman Wudda. So we're talking about the Safina Radiyallahu Anha. Now he's in one expedition, and somehow he lost the rest of the Jamaat. They're moving to the jungles, and he's lost. See, when Allah Bakhsh Rasool, if Allah likes the person, then what else he wants? He's lost in the middle of the jungle, and one lion comes up, roaring with that mane, big, mighty. So, with all the calmness, he went over to the lion, pat on the back. See, I am the companion, the friend of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and I lost my way. That thing, like a obedient dog, you know, he'll shake the tail before the master. Said, all right, come. And a month's journey, this thing covered in a day. Brought them right to the Sahaba and move. So that iman has to be worked. When iman works, then our time, our energy, our wealth will be for righteousness. The investment will be in righteousness. That's why I say, you know, the Jamaat that comes, offer to take the Mastura Jamaat. More than anything, I saw, you know, I'm sure from my friends when I try and do that, that you hosted that Mastura Jamaat, you volunteered at Jamaat Masjid in my house. It must have an effect on the whole household. A good Jamaat, right? So there will be someone being in Tahajjud, someone making Kitab reading, someone doing Namaz, someone is in Dua, someone is reading Hizbul Azam, right? But it must have an effect on that household. House them for a day, 2 days. Tell them in advance, right? Still a Jamaat in my house. So people want to send. Now, you worried about more the curtain, about the light, and the fitting, and this, by just, the house is not a museum. The house is to join the hearts. The heart is to see that Allah works, Allah's name thrives in the house. How are you going to make that? How is it going to be muhabbat? How is it going to be born? How is it coming to Islam? How does it feel that warmth? Not by the tiles. People come and tell you, hey, you know, went to the tile shop, one tile excised 2,000 rand, they bought one. But kya kamal ki baat hai? No kamal that. Yeah, you fed someone. Oh, it'amun fi yawmin di mas'aba, yateeman da makraba, oh miskina. You fed someone, helped someone out, assisted him, humbled. قَوْلٌ مَعْرُوفٌ مَغْفِرَةٌ خَيْرٌ Forgiving the faults. He made a mistake and covered the faults. خَيْر better than acts of kindness with hurt and pain. forgive the person right now, man. Forgive him. Cover the phone. Don't even talk about it. Because zikr bhi na karo. This is that righteousness. See that amilu salihat. Amanu wa amilu salihat. So we aren't listening to what Allah Baks Nabi Sir is saying. What Allah Baks Kalam is saying. See, no, must have been like a I say. See, according to my reasoning. Inna alladhina amanu wa amilu salihat. See that. Allah Baks, don't we trust Allah Baks? Or we trust ourselves? As the Jeev Singh, Rahmatullah. As Maria Qibtiya Rahmatullah Aliha, she lost her son Ibrahim Alayhi Salaam, son of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, in infancy, 17 months or so, right? And the milk was still flowing, obviously. So that would bring more agony, reminiscing the child passed away. Allah got a murdiya, or two murdiyas, midwives, to complete her milk, complete the child's milk. So this comes in Ibn Majah, it comes in Bukhari Sharif. But this additional, I didn't see it, as you should see. So, and if you want, I will show you your son and how he's being fed by the midwife. So her answer was, I don't want to see. Because that would mean that I believe in what my eyes saw. I believe in what you see. See that iman. But iman has to be cultivated. So on simple procedures, I say, help out. Someone helps out in a janaza, someone helps out in feeding, someone in a jamaat, someone in driving. Whichever way you can help for the cause of Islam, to see that it's the right group, they're doing the right work, and youngsters are coming more to the masjid. How can I support that work? I know families, some families, you know, that they cry if they didn't get a chance to look after one jamaat. They actually cry. Allah Baghi disappointed, I didn't get a chance. Feed someone, call someone, show them some kindness, and the feet will come in your house, the barakah that you get. Now you can take the money you run out here, go to Lion Park, Elephant Park. As Mufti Zahab Ramzai used to complain, he said, "Log mujhe yahan bulate hai." They call me to South Africa. Jab aata hoon to mujhe janwar dikhate hai. They call me and they show me animals. Arey, koi aadmi batao. Show me a man. Means Allah wala. Show me some Allah wala. See it. It's very karakhan. That's kufar life. Go see this one here. You're in the area or you're inside already. But making a special trip, go 1,000 miles there. See all that. Yeah, we saw this one here. Big five. So this Muslim's energy is time. Where it must be spent. This is an ethic after. You go in a little bit of seclusion and think now, you know, where I'm driving my life towards? Where am I driving myself to? I love what God is.